The following program is rated U for universal audiences and is considered suitable for listeners of all ages.
This is a presentation of Dream Realm Enterprises, where dreams are our reality.
Greetings and salutations. Welcome to the latest episode of the Magical Worlds Podcast. I am your host, John Russell, and this week we are going to be talking about this most recent episode of Magic Monsters Mayhem, which was episode 302, which was called The Attraction of Virtue. There are going to be spoilers ahead, so you might want to go and listen to that now if you haven't, so that I don't give away all the plot details that you might want to hear for yourself. So we will give you a chance to do that. I'll also tell you that we are going to be interviewing Sally Wiggett this week, who plays Darkstar in Magic Monsters of Mayhem, though many of you may know her better from a couple of roles she's had on Robots of the Company, which, of course, was Squeak and Dr. Grease Monkey. Some pretty iconic characters from Robots there. But Sally Wiggett plays those characters. She also was in our Doctor Who fan series as Captain Jalea, and she's been in a few shows over the years for Dream Realm. She's a brilliant voice actor, and yeah, a lot of fun, a great person, and we're, you know, happy to have her in Magic Monsters and Mayhem. So we'll be talking about that stuff with her a little bit later in the episode. So, all right, you've had your chance, I hope, to listen to this week's episode. If you haven't, this is your last chance before we get into it and do some spoiling. I might give you a little clip here just to give you a chance to go back and listen. So here we go.
Stay back behind me, Lady Rosa. I will protect you.
Thanks, Fitz, but I can take care of myself.
Maybe we should make a hasty retreat.
Are you a coward, Brett Gawain?
Aye, he's a coward, all right.
Oh, that's not fair. I just see no reason to sacrifice ourselves for no reason.
You're pathetic, Brett Gawain.
Not fair, Riddendorf. I'm thinking of the women.
Hogwash, you're thinking of yourself.
That too, yes. Is that so bad?
Cowardice is never good, Gawain.
Oh dear, then it seems we are birds of a feather, Mr. Gawain. I'm also a coward.
What? You mean I'm just like Rast here? Blech. Never mind. I'll stick around and help you guys fight.
That's more like it. Man up.
I may need a few lessons in that.
All right. It was called The Attraction of Virtue, and the idea behind this episode was to give a little development to the character of Brett Gawain. That was kind of the main point, was this is his exit, at least for a little while. Never fear, Brett Gawain fans. He will be back at some point. Before the season is out, it won't be very long at all. If you heard the episode, and I hope you have, then you know that he has chosen to stay with Dak Farron's group of resistance fighters so that he can learn to fight and to be brave and, you know, all those things, because he saw how Dak had handled the situation with the group of trolls that they ran into in the Farron Woods and was rather impressed with that he didn't just, you know, kill them all outright, and that he was quite brave and quite diplomatic and quite grown up about it. So it kind of moved something in Brett Gawain that he hadn't expected. which kind of gave him the idea that maybe he should grow up a little bit and maybe he needs to learn how to be a better person. Because up to now, he's kind of been not very serious about things and, kind of wants to take the easy way out and kind of wants to take the coward's way out. I don't know that he's a complete coward, but he has his moments. He'd rather walk away or run away than to face up to the dangers because he doesn't want to get hurt. He's thinking about himself, and he's been rather selfish, and yeah, he couldn't continue on that way forever. That's just how I saw it. So I thought he needed to kind of develop a little bit, and yeah, it does take him kind of out of things for a little bit, but I felt like he needed to step away from the party, our group of heroes, and kind of re-examine himself and learn a few things and just take a break and then come back, perhaps a little changed. Not that he's going to change entirely. I mean, he's still going to have some of those sides to him, but he's going to think more about what's right and what's wrong from now on rather than just, I'm just living in the moment and I want to run away from danger and I just want what's good for me and blah, blah, blah. So, hopefully he learns something from this and we shall see, of course, as we go. So that was really the big plan for this particular episode, as well as kind of getting everybody moved on to the right path, I guess you could say, so that we could get on to the next step of the adventure. For Lily, of course, she has met this Prospero fellow who was played brilliantly by Joe J. Thomas, who you guys might better know as Putch, of course, in Robots of the Company. But he has sent her on a journey through these portals, and then he ends up giving Rosa and her party the same sort of information. And then, of course, at the very end of the episode, if you've heard it, you know that he's turned out to be false. He's not actually Prospero the Prophet at all. He's been Olnora, the Witch of the Underworld, all along. So, that's the twist at the end. It's kind of an interesting situation there because he sends Rosa off on a wild goose chase, or Olnora does, on behalf of Detlor, of course, who's played by Shane Harris. Olnora is played by Julia Eve, for you guys who don't know. Deborah Adams plays Rosa, of course. So, yeah, Rosa sent off her and her party in a completely wrong direction. Not the direction she wanted to go at all, of course, because she's trying to stay closely on the path of Lily Fairheart and hopes to catch up with her. But it doesn't quite work out that way. They end up on sort of opposite ends of the continent, if you will, or opposite ends of the country. An interesting twist there, but, I can't say too much more because, you'll get to find out in the next episode where Rosa ends up. And you'll get to see what Lily and Divine get into. And meanwhile, you've got the situation with Grapple, who didn't get to go with Lily and Divine. That was done on purpose. I kind of wanted to get Lily and Divine off on their own to give them a chance to, sort of develop together and show their friendship and their closeness and to show, that they don't need a man to guide them and help them and, just to give them a chance to shine. Grapple falls out of the whole situation and he gets caught up having to talk to Darkstar, again, played by Sally Wiggett, who questions him about his adventures and all this stuff. He ends up not getting to go and help Lily. So he kind of has to wait and see what happened rather than be involved in all those adventures. But Grapple, of course, is played by Steve White. And it's kind of a fun little character, but I didn't really intend for him to be in every bit of it. The intention kind of always was that he'd be there for a little while to show his support and so forth and to introduce the character. And then he would step aside so that Lily and Divine could shine. And that's really what's going on here. And not that Lily and Divine won't find more friends along the path, but, for the time being, they need a little bit of girl time, I guess you could say, where they get to have their own little adventure away from everybody else. So that's going to be playing out, of course, over this next episode. So you'll get to see what happens there. So that kind of brings us up to date, I think. And hopefully you guys enjoyed the episode. And I think the best is yet to come. There's some really exciting stuff coming up in the next episode. Lady Natilda will be back, and she took a couple of episodes off. That really wasn't intentional. The way that it was originally written and the way that the scripts originally broke down, she was really going to be in pretty much every episode. But where things got completely redone, the way that we had to do it when everything got broken up, and we, originally it was going to be basically 45, 50 minute episodes, anywhere from 45 minutes to an hour, and we were just going to only have like 6 or 7 episodes, and that would be book 2. That ended up sort of growing a little bit, and then I decided to cut them in half and do half-hour episodes. And then this year, of course, I decided to do the half-hour episodes as well as shorts. But that's just basically breaking up each episode into smaller chapters that you get through the week, with the omnibus coming on the weekends. But the idea was, rather than doing the 50-minute episodes, we would do the half-hour, 25 to 30-minute episodes. So it kind of broke down a little bit differently, and then we had to add some material along the way as well, because I just felt like there were certain bits and pieces of the story missing, so kind of added in some stuff along the way too. So that kind of pushed everything apart a bit, so that Lady Natilda kind of got her involvement got a little bit split up. So it was unintentional, but the first 2 episodes of this new season, book 3, she ended up not being in it, and that just was not the intention at all. But that's how it's worked out. But she will be back next time, and played wonderfully by Sarah Golding. And that's quite a character, Lady Natilda. But we'll be back with her next week. And we will also be interviewing her next week on this show. So you've got that to look forward to get to hear from the amazingly talented Sarah Golding. But this time, of course, we are talking to Sally Wigett, as I said. So we will segue right into that. And we'll give you a little taste of what Dark Star is all about. And then we will talk to Sally about playing the part. So here we go.
Wow. Dark Star. I honestly didn't expect to see you again so soon. And did you miss me that much?
You said you wanted more information about those portals and the runes that control them. As luck would have it, I've come across just that.
Well, aren't we resourceful? Oh, lovely. Very well. Tell me what you've learned.
I've learned that a young woman named Lily Fairheart managed to get her hands on some of those runes, which in turn helped her to flee this country.
Oh, she used one of the portals then?
Yes, and if my source is to be believed, Lily Fairheart is at least as far away as the country of Landover by now.
Oh, as far as that, eh? Interesting.
You don't seem very surprised by all this.
That's because I'm not Darkstar.
Hi, Sally, and welcome to the Magical Worlds podcast.
Hello, John. Glad to be here.
So tell us when and how you got involved with Dream Realm Enterprises.
I first got involved with Dream Realm Enterprises back in, it would have been November 2004, I believe. Yes, 2004, when I went to my very first Doctor Who convention and was standing in line waiting to get Paul McGann's autograph behind Kyle Bors, who we started chatting and was like, hey, by the way, I'm part of this group. We do these audio productions. Here's a sample CD. I'll be in touch and see if you want to do some voice acting. And here we are 15 years later. Holy crap. Quite some time.
Of all the characters you played for Dream Realm Enterprises over the years, which one has been your favorite to play and why?
My favorite character to play, honestly, has probably been Dr. Grease Monkey in Robots of the Company, because Dr. Grease Monkey is amazing, even if I cannot keep a sustained, straight-going accent for, you know, one full episode, let alone the entire arc of Dr. Grease Monkey. Oh my goodness, Dr. Grease Monkey's amazing. I just... Definitely my favorite character to play.
Can you tell us a bit about the character of Darkstar in Magic, Monsters, and Mayhem?
So I can't really tell you a whole lot about Darkstar, because I don't know a whole lot about Darkstar. And I feel like anything I do tell, I shouldn't share, because she's not really the sharing kind.
So is she a good guy or a bad guy or somewhere in between?
I wouldn't say she's good or bad. She might be a little closer to bad, because I think she's fairly selfish. She's in it for her own gain. But I kind of think of her as more chaotic neutral. She's in it for herself. She doesn't really care necessarily about what other people think of her, what other people's priorities are. It's about her. So, you know, she might be selfish, but I don't know that I would say she's good or bad. Honestly.
So do you prefer playing the good guys or the bad guys?
I don't know if I like playing good guys or bad guys more. I like playing interesting characters that have three-dimensionality. Human beings are not good or bad for the most part. We're a complicated mess of altruism and selfishness and wanting to be good and wanting to give in to temptation and all of those different things. And I like characters that are like that, who aren't necessarily the angel or the devil. They're somewhere in between.
So what's it been like to play Darkstar?
Darkstar is a lot of fun to play. She's not a flat character by any means. She's not one-dimensional. I mean, I feel like I've barely scratched the surface of her character, and I suspect you know a lot more about her than I do, which that's cool. And I don't know how much more we will get to find out about her as audience members throughout this storyline. And I think that's honestly fascinating. She could maybe appear one-dimensional. You know, she's like I said, she's selfish. She's maybe sometimes a little violent, maybe, just maybe. she doesn't necessarily play well with others unless it gets her something, gains her something in return. But there's those depths and there's those relationships with the other characters, and there's so much going on below the surface, and that's fascinating. And hopefully, I play her that way.
Thank you for joining us on the Magical Worlds podcast, Sally. It's been a pleasure as always.
Thanks for having me. This has been a lot of fun.
All right. Well, that was our discussion with Sally Wiggett. Always a pleasure to talk with her. Always great to hear her thoughts on things, on her characters. And, of course, she's a wonderful, wonderful performer. And always brings, you know, a lot to the role, is always, you know, very sort of powerful. She's got a not just a powerful voice, but she's got a powerful presence. I just love working with her and love having her involved. Whenever I devised the character of Darkstar, it didn't take me very long to figure out that she should be the person to play it. She just was the obvious pick for me. And I think she's doing a wonderful job, and it's nice to get her back into some stuff. She's been out of DRE for a little while. She's done a little guest appearance here and there on Robots the past few years, but she hasn't been a regular for a few years. And that was her choice, but as far as Robots was concerned, Squeak, kind of the character, got played out and there wasn't much more to do. And Dr. Grease Monkey, you can't have Dr. Grease Monkey in there every single episode because then it would just kind of ruin the mystique of that character. So yeah, Sally ended up taking a break, but it's nice to have her back in a production. And it's nice to have her in this series. And she's bringing so much to the role of Darkstar. So it was really nice to talk to her, and we thank her for being with us. And we want to thank you for being with us. Thank you for listening. We are going to still have those giveaways. I haven't had a chance to put that together this week. Sadly, there have been a lot of things going on in my personal life. We've had some car troubles and scheduling conflicts and so on. It's just been a hectic, crazy week, so I have not had time to sit down and actually work out the details of the giveaway. So we will get into that in the next couple of episodes. Possibly the next one, and possibly the next one after that. It just depends on how things work out this coming week, and hope things kind of settle back down a bit so that I can actually get back into these sorts of things. Sadly, I just didn't get a chance to get into it this week, so we're going to hold that off for one more week at least before we get into that stuff. So sorry if that disappoints anybody, but we are going to be giving away some stuff. And if you've looked on our website, dreamrealmsite.com, and looked at the Magical Worlds page, you will get to see pictures of basically what we're giving away. The stickers that you see on there, the MMM stickers, that's the actual stickers that I'll be giving away. You'll see me on there in my ugly mug showing off the Magic Monsters and Mayhem graphic t-shirt that Victor Aurelius designed. That's not the very shirt that you'll get. That's my shirt. But you'll get one. It comes in different colors, so whoever wins that is going to get to choose their color and their size, so don't worry about that. There's a multitude of sizes, and there's several colors. The ones that we felt complemented the graphics. So if you go on to Dream Realm Shop, the Dream Realm Shop, if you go in there, look on our front page of the DreamRealmSite.com, and you'll find a link to the Dream Realm store, and you can take a look at all the colors that shirt comes in, and we have other merchandise on there that you can check out as well that you might want to grab for yourself. Anything that you buy, just the proceeds of that just goes right back into making these shows. Helps us to pay the bills and keep our shows coming. So, yeah, if you see anything you like, feel free to grab that from that website, which is Teespring, who does the merch for us. We've got t-shirts on there. We've got totes. We've got mugs. There's a number of different items on there with various things from DRE, mostly our logos from Robots of the Company and Magic Monsters of Mayhem. And of course, we've got the graphic tee, and we've got some cool mugs, like I said, which have some graphics on there as well. And the stickers, we've got the stickers, so you can peruse all that stuff, and you'll get to see, you know, get an idea of what those things would look like in different colors and what have you. So there are choices, and you'll get to see there what that's all about. And if you buy something, we appreciate it. That just helps us to keep going. We get a piece of what Teespring makes off of that, and that just goes back into, as I said, making our shows. So anyway, I'm going to wrap this up for this week and just let you know that I do appreciate you listening. Thank you, guys. We love you so much, our listeners, our fans, our DRE fam. You are wonderful people, and you're very loyal, and thank you for listening to our shows. We hope you enjoy what you hear. Hope you keep listening, keep following Magic Monsters of Mayhem. And if you want to get in on those giveaways, yeah, you need to pay attention to the story of Magic Monsters of Mayhem, and you have to listen to this show on a regular basis to see how you're going to win and answer some trivia along the way, which is going to be part of it. So yeah, keep listening and come back here next time. I'm trying to put this podcast out on Tuesdays where possible. I made a little mistake this past week and actually didn't get it up on the RSS feed until Wednesday. That was an oversight. That was a mistake, and I apologize. I thought it went up, and it didn't. And when I checked our feed, realized it wasn't there, so I had to put it up like back-to-back with one of the short chapters in the middle of the week. So my apologies for any inconvenience there. And sorry that it was a day late for you guys on the feed. That hopefully will not happen again. So that was just an oversight on my part. I didn't make sure that it finalized when I was posting it. So yeah, just, you know, these things happen. It's just a technical hitch. But yeah, hopefully that won't happen again. Thanks, guys, for listening. Join us next time. As I said, we'll try to do this on Tuesdays. And the shorts are on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays, and then, of course, the regular episode of Magic Monsters of Mayhem will go out on Saturday. The next one in line is the third episode called Homecoming. So that will be very exciting. You get to see where Rosa ends up, get to hear from Lady Natilda, and so on. Until next time, guys, thanks for listening, and please stay tuned.
This program is copyright 2019, all rights reserved, and is brought to you by Dream Realm Enterprises. The journey continues.